And as we follow Christ more closely, and as our brothers and sisters in other traditions and other churches follow him more closely too, we find ourselves drawn closer together. This is the path to unity. That is not to say that the discussions between the churches are not important. Meeting with and listening to our brothers and sisters in Christ is surely one of the ways in which we can follow him more closely. But Christian unity is not like negotiating a merger between companies. It is not like negotiating a trade deal between nations. It is not a matter of bargaining chips and red lines. It is rather a matter of hearing and responding faithfully to Jesus' call to follow him. A matter of hearing and responding faithfully to Jesus' call to be one. Christian unity means following Jesus in loving humility and obedience. It means listening honestly and openly to the insights and experiences of others in following Jesus, recognizing that they may be able to lead us closer to him. It means accepting that our own tradition may not have all the answers, that it may not have got everything right. Christian unity means following Jesus in sacrifice. It means laying at Jesus' feet that stock of prejudices and grievances that is often dearly held. That stock of prejudices and grievances that is often important to the identity of the various limbs of the broken body of Christ. Because our only true identity comes from Christ himself. We cannot meet Jesus face to face on the shore of Galilee to hear his call, as those first blessed disciples did. But we may hear and experience his call to follow him in other ways and in other places. We too can encounter his strange authority, his compelling attractiveness, those same qualities that led Simon and Andrew and James and John to abandon their nets, their livelihoods, and all that was comfortable and familiar. So let us pray that we may hear Jesus' call to follow him in loving humility and obedience. Let us pray that we and all who call on the name of Jesus may receive the grace to follow him ever more closely. And let us pray that the compelling call of Jesus may bring us and all who call on his name into a closer union, into a deeper communion with him and with one another. O our God, amidst the deplorable division of thy church, O let us never widen its breaches, but give us universal charity to all who are called by thy name. O deliver us from the sins and errors, from the schisms and heresies of the age. O give us grace daily to pray for the peace of thy church and earnestly to seek it, and to excite all we can to praise and to love thee. Through Jesus Christ, our one Saviour and Redeemer. Amen.